I'm going to give all off. Sure, too.
You can't thank us. We came to the conclusion that since you're not chayef to have a chasam kiss, so Bali Umdas don't have to stand up and miss out on their malacha when the Talmid Chachamim come past. Frag the Gemara beloy, but nan kol Bali Umdas oimni b'neihem b'shoyin b'shloimon v'oimu lehem acheinu anshim v'komplaini b'yichem l'shaloim. When he didn't come to Yerushalayim, Karen Bikurim, everyone, all the people working there, the Yerushalmim working over there, supposed to stand up and greet them. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so it's before Rabbi Yochanan, it's Akasha. When the Mevi Bikurim come past, they should stand up for them. So Avada should stand up for the Yavdachai, they stand up for them because they're coming to do a mitzvah. So, even though you've been mevatar your malacha, so Avada should stand up for the Talmid Chacham. I once heard, I thought maybe in Rishayim Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, maybe it was, I forgot where I saw this, but that's why there's a minhag to stand by Mechari Simoy Abris, by those paragraphs before as Yoshir, because over there there's an Indian to go give tzedakah, right? By which words? Yeah, Mechavi. So since people are going to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, so we stand up for them. Mechavi the Oisei HaMitzvah. But it's a kasha. So you stand for them, but not for the Talmidei Chacham. Why should that be? So it says, Mitzvah is in a greater level according to this. I mean, it was, if you're standing up for Isa Mitzvah, you should definitely stand for the Talmidei Chacham. The answer is no, a mitzvah b'shaita is even greater. So Gemara says, that's not a raya. But don't mishani awesome. It could be no. The mitzvah is not greater than Talmid Chacham, but over there the Dafka did it that the people who are Moser Nefesh to come and bring the Bikurim, they'll think, if they don't greet them nicely, they'll think, what do we need this for? And they won't want to come back. So they do it to be Mechazik them. Okay.
Only in those places do you have to have Kisar
Right, meaning according to that, there'd be no riot that the Chib of Mitzvah is any better than Talmid Chacham. It's just over there, there was a specific reason why they did it. The Bresha says you don't have to. For lawyers, that's true, you don't have to. But Chib of Yosef Bey, Maschus of Echal of Ozer, Bshimah Bar Rebbe, but like, come, you come, he didn't get up for him. He was upset. But also, Maile Lavua, he went and told his father, Shnei Chumshim Shanis Lebzevet Olim. Two chumashim, I told him and say, tell him the Amma Bafana, he didn't get up for me. What's this two chumashim? So Rashi says it means two-fifths. Two-fifths of the Sefer. Tosfos says that actually Tehillim is broken up into chamisha chumashim. And Tosfos delineates each one. And he says, chamisha chumashim yesh bai, kamay b'shel Torah. And he says where each one starts and ends, he says that's why you find each one ends with an amen, except for the last one, which doesn't end with an amen, because that's already the end of Tehillim. But if Tosfos says it really means there's five chumashim in Tehillim. Okay.
It's a funny lashon, right? Be like
five chumashim.
I'm saying, but it's just a funny. It's like I taught you like all the parsha, Shmos or something. It's like weird.
Yeah.
Right?
This is what,
why would he have to say...
Are we talking about the general concept of standing before a Talmid Chacham, not before the Right.
Okay, here.
Did he give a class like unto him, and so he went to his class, and he only got through like two... This is a weird thing.
It's a matter of... Is he a Talmid Chacham, or is he not a Talmid Chacham? It's a matter of how much he taught this guy, didn't teach this guy. That's all he taught him.
Maybe it's out to Rebbe's. Yeah. This Talmid Chacham, and then they set it up because he's a Rebbe. Maybe that was the case over here. He knew himself to be a Talmid Chacham, but still was a Rebbe.
If it was his Rebbe, he certainly taught him more than two-fifths.
Maybe not. So that's what he taught him.
It just seems strange.
So even though there was a Beis America, he got upset. Besu by Kaparo. Bimilo b'shmo b'Rabbi Yosi. Abiyotze b'maschuta. All the other b'shmo Rebbe with the Kamei Kamei Vikmed. But also, Amal Levua. I taught him two-thirds of a third Shnikolokum shol shritza sefer of Torah's Koyanin, which is the Chazal and the Sefer Vayikra. And Lama b'fonai. So all this is in the Beit HaMerchatz. But Marlo, when he answered him, Shema behen Yoshev Mahara, maybe he didn't stand up because he was actually thinking about what you taught him. So that was his excuse. Rashi's Tosfos says, Shema Bahen, right. Shema Bahen Yoshua Mahari. So Taisa says, what's the difference? Why did he say Bahen? I mean, the point was, he was thinking of learning. He didn't notice. Why did he say Bahen? Dapka, the stuff you taught him, that's what he was thinking about. So Taisa says, it's like Seder Shemli Reyev, that sometimes people that are close to Hashem just know stuff. You know, that's a Seder Shemli Reyev. He knew the Nadruk HaKadosh, whatever you want to call it, Seder Shem Lireyev, that he knew that that's what he was thinking in Behen Yoshi Mahara. I wouldn't venture a guess of what he was thinking. I'd say, yeah, maybe he was thinking of learning Torah. He said, maybe Behen Yoshi Mahara. Then he brings the Rav from Bereshis Rabba. You can ask Levi what the Rav from Bereshis Rabba is. But that's what he told him. So it's a kashta. To make him feel, give him more Yeshiva Das. He had a Kanami, but I guess still he wouldn't. Yeah, I guess we didn't just say, well, maybe yeah, maybe not. You know, I mean,
there's no way to talk.
What?
I think it's a no way to talk. As far as
yeah,
maybe it's dafka that. So
yeah, but then the mechatesi that, you know, true. But like the other person would respond, what do you mean mechatesi that? Like, yeah, it's a nice thing to throw out there, but like it doesn't have any meaning. Like, come on, like. You're trying to make me feel good.
So you're saying it's
worse.
It sounds like,
yeah, maybe it's like it's more. It's almost like, yeah. What's the word in English? You know, it's almost like patronizing. Like I don't, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. So Tyson's was saying no. When he said it, it was just like, you know, like you know, it just came out that way. Said it's something real. Like they just know certain things. Okay, I hear. Yeah, I would have without Tyson's. Like, I hear what you're saying. Could have learned just stop. Remind him of those things, yeah. Okay. So we see that you have to give cover in the base of Merchotz, and here it's not. Time of the Ben Yoshi Mahar, Allah Vachi Loi. Yeah. No, he wasn't teaching. Yeah, but the Ben Yoshi Mahar, Allah, by the time of the Ben Yoshi, I don't think that's true. Time with the Ben Yoshi Mahar, Allah Baki Loi. But if it wasn't Yoshi Mahar, then he would have to stand up. So it's a kash on what we said before in the Braisa. Like kash, how about the Gavayot, how about the Brahai? There's an inner chamber of the Beis HaMerchatz where people are Orum. And that's the place where we said you don't have to stand up. But what happened over here in this Maya said that was in the outer chamber where people are still.
What's the question?
Where people. What?
Not.
But people are still dressed.
People are dressed. It's like an ordinary place.
No, this story happened in the Beis HaMerchatz.
I don't understand that.
That's where it happens.
But if there's two chambers and one is that, yeah, your natural
that's
your
the answer.
Thought is that. So
there's
not.
What's the mice happened in the Beis HaMerchatz. So, the mice happened in the Beis HaMerchatz, so we thought it was a stiro. That was like, it's not a stiro. Or maybe that means it was that even in the outer chamber you don't have to stand up. Or we didn't know where this mice happened. I don't know. Even though we're still dressed, but it's a bit of merchot. It could be such a half a mean, but I'm not sure. It could just be that. Forget it. We thought the mice was in the inside. Meaning the half can go in either direction. He's saying that, I mean, it was, we thought the din of the braisa is even in the outer room. Could be the other way. We knew the din of the braisa was in the inner room. But we thought this took place in the inner room.
Right.
So, come on, Shmuel, no. Yeah, so could be we didn't. So, on that, it says, it has to be that way. Some rabbi bechanim rabbi yechanim bechom bakom mutul lahari chutz beis amer chutz beis akisei. You can't be. He told him, don't worry. He didn't stand up because he was thinking of the very Torah. If he was in the inner part of the merchatz, you're not allowed to think of the very Torah anyway. So it must be he was in the outer part. And for the Gemara, that's not necessarily a raya, because duma lo oin se shayni. Maybe he was an oinus Rashi. He's thinking of learning before he goes in. It could be it was, meaning the fact that he was thinking of learning is not a raya that it was the outer part. It could be. He couldn't get it out of his head. He was thinking of learning, and he, you know, sometimes you make that mistake. You make that mistake sometimes. All of a sudden, like the sugya pops into your head. You're
trying to find every reason.
You know? I'm saying, but just saying that part that he was thinking of learning is not necessarily a raya. That's what Gemara is saying. It's still the answer we're going with, but yeah. Oh! The Bryce says, could it be you could pretend not to see him? What do you mean? At the Bershia skin and pretend not to see him? Elo, it means doesn't mean he sees him and pretends not to. It means, you know, I'm going to go over here in the corner. You know, I know people might start passing by. I'm going to close my eyes now. That way, it's not a shaila, and I'm good. That's what the Bryce was saying. A person that wants to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Tana is ukim shish behider. Have you ever said David Amos? When he was within you, David Amos, because that's nicker, like Rashi says, it's nicker that you're standing up for him. Yeah, let's go to the previous Rashi. Tama lo mevi eraser. That's a good Rashi. I don't want to skip it. Yesh lechal yorim and a yoitzer hayudeya machshvi secher. Even if he went ahead and closed his eyes before the chiv even began, that's still called that he's trying to find ways out. So fine. So so then it says Tana Ezu Kim Shish Behidr, Avi Umr Zadavat Amos. Umr Baya, the Umr al Barabo Shainai Muvuk. Ava Barabo Yamuvuk Mole Einov. Even as far as the eye could see. When Abai would see the ear of the donkey of Yosef, the Asi that was coming, have a calm, you would already stand up. But he didn't even see Rabbi Yosef yet. The donkey was like turning the corner, he saw the ear of the donkey, he stood up. Abai have a rock of Chamer, he was riding on the donkey, become a maske, a good of the nar. What's the lotion? Maske, a good of the nar, sagya. He was going on the bank of the river. Yosef and Mishash were bundled either keys, so they were sitting on the other side. But Lokamu Mekamei didn't stand up for him. Amailu, he told them, "Lav Rav Muvuk, no, you Rav Muvuk. I don't have to be in Dagan Amos as long as you can see me." So that's what he told them. Amulei, they said, "You're right. Lav Adaitin, we didn't notice you." No, so 1 second. Lav Adaitin, Rachis Lunis Kainu Lamay Shani Chudim. The Toys V'Azokin says, Loi V'Inucha, we didn't see you. Seems to be a bit of a difference. Rashi's Mashma, we saw you, but we're Torah, yeah. But the Toys V'Azokin translates it as, Loi V'Inucha, we talk, didn't see you.
Yeah. He's just giving a reason why they didn't see you.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Loi Nizkar Nulamo, it's not Mashma, we didn't see you at all. It's mashma, but like we didn't think about it. What?
Is that valid for the Rashi? Is that a valid reason
for us? It's valid or not. They're just saying that. That's what happened.
It's not trying to avoid.
It doesn't mean it's on purpose. It just.
It's not trying to avoid.
No.
Either way, it's not trying to avoid.
No, they're just, you know. Could be it's not valid, but that's what happened. Sorry, we messed up.
People, the
donkey
fell. We're trying to.
Yeah. We're shipping the laws of Oymem and I'm that the Zokin should not make other people stand up for him. He should not, you know, Dafka walk through them. Tamalai Mazokin be erased. He also should be Yorei, not the Dafka make people stand. Amar Bayan Akhtinun, we have a Mesoira. The Imakif, if he goes around and not as to not make people stand, Chaya, he will live long. Abayan Makif and Abzer Makif. They would all go around. Mavino, Abayyotzah coming to Abayyam Ibadipsi. A person walked in front of the law, mixed the ratio, he did not cover his head. I guess it was not kavodik to walk past the chachamim without covering your head. Amr kama chatzav agav. Amalei dimam masamachsin niu the kivsim of rabbanon. They're very buddy buddy with the rabbanon because there's a lot of them in masamachsin, and therefore he doesn't feel that same. Yeah. Okay. So where did you guys get up to? Fine, so we'll stop here. From these two dots until the two dots at the bottom of Amud Beis, it's exactly one Amud. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Yeah, before Komit, yeah, Oila, yeah. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. That should only take like the rest of today and maybe tomorrow. That's it. So bye. Thursday we'll have Shira already.